الو مرحبا بك انيس.
صباح خويا.
لاباس والله لاباس الحمد لله. تهضر بلا لونغ اللي تبغيها اوكي كيما قلنا
نهضر بالشاويه
اوكي بصح الاودينس شويه ينقص باسكو باسكو الشاويين تعرف سينو. انيس نبداو بحاجه خفيفه. قول لي كيفاش راك حاب الناس يعرفوا انيس؟
complicated
معليش
en fait because there are social classes and stuff surtout في grandes villes there's a lot of competition. سما العباد يشوفوا ان écrivain comme une un titre social شغل حاجه خشينه. En fait l'écrivain كاع les écrivains qui يكتبوا ما يكتبوش لراحهم يكتبوش باش يطلعوها بهم يصدغس aux autres يهضر مع الاخرين. Donc, d'habiller chauffonné comme un instrument entre l'inspiration et vous-même.
Alors, quel est-ce que tu as fait le masir à Tiak en tant qu'écrivain? Yani, où tu as découvert que tu avais fait l'écrivain?
Non, mais l'écoute serrée, sur le. Puis 6 ans, 8 ans, bien sûr, tu as fait avec de la poésie, de la littérature, c'était un peu la culture, le bière. Moi, ma licence, enfin, même durant mes années universitaires, quand j'étais bac, il y a des nouvelles que nous partageais en Wattpad, dans les profs, surtout les profs d'anglais, qui connaissent qu'un prof d'anglais, il juge tes écrits, ou le cas où je les mets, où je les mets. Donc, ça nourrit l'expertise.
Short stories, des
courts histoires. J'ai écrit 3 short stories en 2018, après. Je l'ai posté sur Wattpad, partagé avec des camarades de classe.
Wattpad, je ne sais pas.
C'est une plateforme, tu as les adolescents, enfin, de Wattpad.
Ah, ok. Ah.
Donc, c'est like, il fait une audience que Béra, en fait. Une big, big audience.
Je ne sais
pas. Je suis sur Spotify, tu
as la littérature.
It's a free platform.
سينو علاش ما درتش في الفيسبوك ولا زعما باسكو الفيسبوك يقدر يخليك تكتب هكا لونغ فورم.
Wattpad c'est mieux parce que Facebook c'est partager avec les tarfam. Wattpad عندك des hashtags, enfin ça fait longtemps. Ou bien qu'on a écrit Wattpad. D'ailleurs la dernière écrivain algérien les بعت plusieurs copies Sarah Evans.
Ah
et ben l'audience تاعها جبتها من Wattpad. هي حطت Wattpad بعد شفت بلي عندها grande audience sur Wattpad. Elle s'est fait publier à travers Fnac. Donc ça commence toujours comme ça par des petits trucs à Kaya, où on décide de persévérer. Et en 2019, troisième année, j'ai une spécialité littérature. Donc, ultimement, j'ai découvert les mouvements littéraires, les façons d'écrire, les aspects des romans. Donc, ultimement, oui, où j'ai été instruit. Parce que l'université, en première, deuxième, c'est English Studies. Troisième année, c'est Specialty. Linguistique or literature, it was starting from that moment that I started discovering literature as it is, more as a science. En bas d'après, après ma licence, fait l'été 2019, I started writing short stories. Without purpose, you just graduated, you're young, you start looking for your purpose, perhaps your passion will give you something. Donc je me déplaçais d'un café à l'autre, Maghreb, Musée des Beaux-Arts, l'ancien café littéraire. À chaque fois, je cherchais l'inspiration. Je faisais ça, t'ajbnin, transform it to a short stories. And it made Sons of Algiers, the first book, released in Sila 2019. 500 copies distributed. It was a success at that time because I already had the name as the writer of the university. So it was very well received. And the thing is, I discovered some literary theories, des théories littéraires, qui disent que ton roman, tu écris comme tu veux. Tu veux écrire une histoire, après le plot twist, un poème. Tu sais, il y a un qui ne peut pas te dire, tu sais, c'est ton livre.
As a filmmaker, yani, zama ki tikteb une histoire. C'est vrai, tu peux écrire comme tu veux ou dire comme tu veux. Mais صح كاينه quand même une certaine logique ou une certaine coutume à suivre. Structure, parce que sinon l'histoire tu actually peut-être incohérente. peut-être زعما لي برونشا معاك باسكو ايستوار من بعد مع تالي تضربوا بويم ما راحش يفهم شايف دونك لازم تكون شويه مش عارف كونسيستون ولا
لا يقولوا سي تا موفمون ارتستيك يقولوا لافونغارد
فوالا
سي سا بريز كاع لي ستركتور ظهر في 1920 هكاك ما عندوش بزاف تلقى دي جروب تاع لافونغارد تلقى دي فيلم الفريد هيتشكوك بدا في لافونغارد بعد ولا دي فيلم دورور باسكو يافي با هاد لاسبي في لي فيلم ميم طون لا ليتيراتور مكونيكتيا بزاف مع لا سينيماتوغرافي فلاش باك قاعد لافايس سي دي زاسبي ليتيرار تاع فورماليزم تعرف وقت جريت غاتسبي جوزيف كونراد هما اللي بداو يزيدوا هاد لافايس دونك تو سا سي دي سيونس هيومان اند ات كومبليتس ايتش اذر يو نو
حنا كي نقراو لا سينيماتوغرافي نقراو سورتو لا سيكولوجي هيومان زعما بنادم هكا كي يشوف هذيك كيفاش يحس ايتو لي لي كولور كيفاش يافيكتيو الباتمون كور عفسا هكا لي زعما لي سون لي سون كاين دي سون لي يجيبو التروما يجيبو يتروماتيزيو بنادم كاين دي سون لي يريحو بنادم دونك شغل هكا جو بونس كو سي لا ميم بور لا ليتيراتور كاين دي تكنيك لي زعما انت اسكو درت اون فورماسيون هكايا ولا تي اوتوديداكت
bien sûr قريت في لونيفرسيتي قريت 3 ans de licence plus master donc je pense que c'est assez pour connaître la littérature pour découvrir la littérature mad pour construire sa plume il y a des influences minna donc minha la musique minha le cinéma minha les films minha les livres حتى l'auteur il commence à construire sa plume
est-ce que vous pensez que l'université algérienne تقدر تformer des écrivains
bien sûr
زعما اسكو يعطوكم لو باجاج نيسيسير باش ولا زعما سي جوست يعطوكم هكا كيما نقولوا البيسكس وانتوما تروحوا تجيبوا الباقي
سيستم ال ام دي ام دي راه هكايا يمدلك البيزيك وحنا ندوا الباقي مي ميم البيزيكس اللي مدوهم لي بروف اتس مور ذان انف الجزائريان سي ان غران انتيليكتوال برك راسو مغلوق اتس ا ساد رياليتي زين شافي ان غران توم قال لي اون فوا قال لي ان الجزائريان يلفو 1 مليون دو دولار Un étudiant algérien vaut $1 million. Ouais, ça. Parce que j'ai connu des soi-disant des linguistes français, me Sorbonne, des docteurs en littérature. La connaissance de Ham, elle est limitée, Bouchim de l'homme. Un Algérien, il est libre, il garde les limites académiques. Il struggle a lot à l'université. Parce qu'il feels like no one should tell him how to think, what to do. كاين سيغتان بروف اللي فهموا هاد العقليه
يكون تيتو شويه
فيها وعليها دونك هو الي تيتو مي با بور ريان شايف على بالو علاش هو غالق راسو سي باسكو الجزائر دون سا ناتور الي ليبر الي ليبر دو تو لي كونسيبت دو تو لي لوا دو تو لي سيستيم اكاديميك
مي كونتي في او كونتي نيفو دو في شايف باسكو بور اتر كرياتيف اي فوا اتر qui m'engoule bien dans sa peau. C'est pour ça que les nahdar fi domaine ta3f zama les séries ou les documentaires tawana ou les films. Bon les films kach bzaf kan zama واحد fi 10 snin chaif ou les séries عندك غير تاع رمضان و سي توجور لا ميم استوار
زعما ça va t'améliore un chwiya
على بالي t'améliore que dans le côté technique بصح dans le côté تاع كتابة سيناريو مازلنا في هذيك تاع واحد يبيع لا دروغ بتحكموا لا بوليس شايف شغل ما كاش زعما عفسه كيما باغ اكزومبل كيما دارك زعما يروح في الفيوتشر كذا ما
كاش
اون ا دو جونغ عندنا دراما
صح
وعندنا ضحايك كوميدي جونغ ايمي نشوف زعما ساينس فيكسيون نشوف ما في لا ليتيراتور ليتيراتور الجيريان زعما تلقى دراما ou tu gars bah je pense pas qu'il y ait une comédie mais qu'est-ce qui tient à
quatre ans alors l'écriture romantique des amnandes
romantique ça mais qu'est-ce que ça science-fiction ou là où il a qu'un peu là
il a qu'un peu
j'ai récemment vu tenir la bande dessinée je suis tenir comme qu'un des animés en manga c'est des mangas algériens eh ça mais mais on a pas de bzaf ou je pense c'est parce que le niveau de vie lifestyle تاع الجزائري شويه ماهوش سهل كيما باسكو تو بي كرياتيف يو نيد تو بي بورد اكشلي تو بي كرياتيف يو نيد تو بي بورد لازم تكون يضربك الملل راك شايف لازم تكون بيان ما كلم مليح شرب مليح ما عندكش لي بروبليم قاعد في قهوه وراك تتخيل شايف بصح الا كان عندك مشى الكراي جري موراك و
يا ما عندناش هذه العقليه في الجزائر
جوستومون
ما عندناش لهيكا اللي كاينه هذه العقليه ولهيكا اللي تولي تبكي باش تسرق ساعه في النهار باش دير تا باسيون انا في الجزائر يقدر بنادم من 9 تاع الصباح حتى 6 تاع العشيه هو سواء يكتب سواء يخدم كشاف ساعه يعني شغل يقول لك الوقت من جونس بون بدينا ندخلوا في هاد الساق شفتو في الجي ولا تسمعنا ما عندهاش كاع قيمه
خلاص 5 5
قريب الجمعه طيح في الحد كشاف دونك سي ا ببري كول ذا ماتريكس سي ا ببري هاد لا روتين لي تقتل ليسبري كرياتيف باسكو لينيرجي اللي راك تمدها الخدمه تمدها لان باترون بيان سور تمدها في النهار ما تقدرش تريكوبيريها العشيه لازم ترقد
عشيه تدخل من الخدمه تدخل طايب
هي مام لي دار لقيت الوقت لينيرجي ما كاش شايف صافي دا كنت مرحي وبديت تخدم صباح على 6 شايف نعرف بزاف عباد لي يديروها
Yes, it's called Miracle Morning.
Yeah.
I saw some videos. يعطيك يقول لك مثلاً بيسك أنت ما تقدرش تكون كرياتيف في الليل. زعما كي تدخل من الخدمة تدخل عيان. إبان نوض بكري.
فوالا exactly.
باش كي توصل الخدمة توصل ديجا عيان.
أنا نخدم دوكا. أوباغافون. دوكا نخدم صباح بكري.
أها.
6 تاع صباح. ما نهضر مع حتى واحد نفتح البيسي ونبدا. بعد سي بون نحس روحي بلي شغل كملت الجورنيه تاعي من 6 ل 8 من بعد الخدمه خدام شغلات فريهم وكاع المهم فلفيل يور بيربس
اسكو سي نيسيسير بوغ ان ايكريفان باش يكون عنده وقت فراغ
سا ديبون دونك سي سي ان ترافاي ديريجي اذا عندك ان سارتان بروجي لي ات اوريدي هاز ذا ستراكشر ذا اوت لاينز سو ات نيدز ديسيبلين So for example, if you're walking and you found something inspiring, you can make a poem of it instantly. It takes 1 hour to write 2,000 words. A short story is 5,000 words. So it's doable. Donc ça dépend du travail. Qui connaît un projet structuré, qui m'a par exemple un livre.
Novel. Je raconte.
Annoncé de blé rachetardu telle date. It's a big mistake to announce a book before its completion.
yeah.
So you have to get into discipline. Yeah, you need discipline. Motivation is something, talent is something, but it's all about the discipline. How you manage your time for your purpose, because it's not just a passion. You may find some people who's their boss found their purpose for them. C'est pas qu'il a dit ça. Il dit que if you don't find your purpose, your boss will find you one. Safe.
If you don't decide, people will decide for you. It's all like, I know it.
Yeah, that's
like, كي تكون تكتب بكتاب, is it like different? كي يكون كتاب destiné باش تبيعه, alright? Parce que être un écrivain, لازم كيما نقولوا تعيش ودخل دراهم وزعما ماذا بينا واحد يعيش بلا باسيون تاعو. بصح le problème c'est que les écrivains دي فواي كي توليك شغل خدمه راك شايف تولي اتشور لازم تلك هكا زعما كل يوم تنوض على هكا حتى تروح تكتب 4 صفحات ولا يبدا يكره لا باسيون تاعو دي ذات هابن تو يو جاي
يا كي كنت نخدم از كوبي رايتر باسكو ليكريتور كان يمدونا دي بروجي فوالا كتب لي ارتيكل على ستويسيزم يو دو ذا جوب يو جيت بايد مي كون سا فيان دو توا تخدم افيك بليزير شايف. même si c'est une routine que t'as choisi qui fait partie de ta passion.
I know, like.
Et après ça dépend.
What I'm trying to say is, زعما كي تكون تكتب, alright. بعد زعما جيك une idée, بعد تقول آه هذه doesn't sell. زعما نديرها.
ما راح ليش.
ما راح
sell زونا.
ما راح تعجب ال audience.
Au contraire, it means it's a good idea. شايف.
Okay.
Sins of Algiers. It starts with write sins on the buttocks of Algiers,
yes,
and deflower its green bloody flag on its virgin white stained skies. ترجمة لك. De préférence yeah, là.
Sure. Well, I see them. They have the same theme, à peu près. Do you have like a? I'm judging book by its cover.
That's how it works.
ils ont la tête de d'avoir le même thème. Est-ce que tu as un genre? Tu écris fi ou les amat?
Non, non. J'explore gal les genres. Un genre, il te limite. Tu vois, parce que juste un mois et demi à la poésie, بعد j'ai redécouvert l'écriture académique, c'est un monde d'autre, scientific, it's logical, it's objective. I started with short stories, and then recently I completed 28 pages prose, de la prose. Literary genre, I'm talking about the literary genre, but for my books, well, so far I produced 5, 6 or 7, 5, but 5 that have been released. Like the first one, it's a compilation of short stories, and then you got poetry, and then you got prose, Seeds of Algiers. And then you got From Psychedelia with Love, that is a novel. It's the only novel I wrote. And then recently, released last year, The Flower of Anise. It's a compilation of essays.
Ah, all right. So it's like a documentary literature. It's not really noveling. I thought you write novels. Yeah. Is this? Could you call this a novel, Scenes of Algiers?
For me, it's a novel. For me, it's a novel, but it's a collection of poems. But if you read it completely, de la première jusqu'à la dernière page, you'll find that the poems are put chronologically. Donc, ça raconte une histoire à travers des poèmes dans différents univers, on va dire. Start with first chapter, for example, we discover the dark side of Algiers, delinquency, drugs, and all the things that they don't talk about in literature. And then the second chapter, this persona, the novelist, it's a persona, it's not like a job title or something. Then he discovers love, and then that love fades away, and then that love becomes universal, and we enter to the third chapter, chapter of the soul. When it's an initiation, so it invites the reader to become like one with the book.
Yes.
شكل ما يحس روحه بلي يقرأ على بنادم يحس روحه بلي يقرأ على روحه. Tu vois, ou gars la majorité jazz على les étapes, cette progression de darkness, whether it's delinquency, whether it's I don't know anything that's you know supposedly negative. And then we find love at a certain moment of our lives. And then when we lose it, we understand that it was meant to be lost because that love, it came from us. It didn't come from a person. It came from us. And then you can go outside and love your passion, love your studies. That's why we lose interest in the routine and stuff because we lose the love for that passion.
Yeah. That's actually beautiful. I mean,
thanks.
So it's kind of like a cocktail of different perspectives of the same scene, yeah?
The same setting. It happens in setting. Algiers.
Yeah. Mm. This was the first one, yeah, The Sins of Algiers.
It's technically my third one, Sins of Algiers, but it's the second of the trilogy. J'ai la version française,
Ah, manège.
Donc Hamlet, c'est le premier.
Le manuscrit d'Alger, c'est pas la même l'autre ou là?
It's the book of Algiers, like I put the trilogy. Donc,
no,
and the clip, Sins of Algiers.
Is this the same book?
Same book, yeah.
Why is it a little bit slimmer?
هذا les péchés d'Alger راهو هنا.
Tu vois. Fantastic. Sons of Algiers collection.
No.
Which now?
شاب. هذا الأول, deuxième, troisième. هنا تفتحت لقى الأول, وبعد ذلك تلقى الدوزيام, وبعد ذلك تلقى الثروازيام.
هذا فيه ثلاثة.
Question
collection. That's what I said. Yeah. And the third one is different.
Bon, parce que je voulais annoncer que j'ai ouvert ma maison d'édition. Donc, Ada.
Order of
Ecosium.
Ecosium. Ah, yeah. All right.
Donc, Ada, c'est cool. Un des romans qu'on a édité. Baudelaire. I love this.
The Flowers of Evil.
Yeah. Traduit vers l'anglais parce que ma cage fait le marché. Mm-hmm. Après, il y a d'autres. On a édité Romy, Patrick Susskind. I don't know if you know the movie, The Perfume.
Yes, I did.
Oh,
I
see.
Yeah. It's a movie اللي you know, like بزاف هو شباب بصح ما كاش بزاف الناس سامعين به.
That's for you.
It's a secret gem, راك شايف. So
دوكا ديسيديت ندهو لك ماشي قال جبتو.
Thank you so much. I will read it.
You have to.
All right.
في مي كونسير ليتيرير في مي سبيكتاكل دايما ندير ان بوام تاع بودلير تو ذا ريدر. I just love it, you know.
Yeah, and the artwork. شكون دارا the artwork?
Midjourney. You know Midjourney.
Oh, bon, Midjourney, all right.
أحبس لتما.
خلينا. Oh, it looks awesome, huh?
Leave the secrets.
It looks awesome for an AI.
يخرج بزاف عفايس. حيرني أنا.
By the way, let's talk about AI. Do you think that AI can replace a copywriter?
Yeah, copywriter, yeah. It's not a writer. Copywriter, yeah. Because copywriting is objective, it's scientific. Mm-hmm. لا توش إيمان تكون فيها كشايف.
شغل ريبورتاج اللي يكتب دي ريبورتاج.
لا شغل copywriting تلقاه بارتو تلقاه في باطا تاع ما باليش أنا باطا شامبوان. تلقاه بارتو دونك it's a profiting domain. Copywriting, and yeah, AI can replace that. صح, other genres, for example, filmmaking and stuff, script writing, novels, poetry.
I tried to give like a ChatGPT, what look like actively a short movie scenario. And surprisingly, it was pretty good. يعني عنده ال بون يستعمل لي تكنيك تاع ستوري تيلينغ انيشيشن كول تو ذا ادفنتشر ريفيوزل اوف ذا ادفنتشر يو نو ذا ديفيد هارمون سيركل سامع بها ولا
باردون
ديفيد هارمون سيركل
اي دونت نو
اتس لايك ا سيركل اتس كايند اوف لايك ا ستوري ارك تايب يستعملوها في السينما باش يكتبوا حلقه ولا يكتبوا فيلم شايف
اوكي
سو بيسيكلي اولويز كي يبدا الفيلم ولا تبدا الحلقه عندك مع الاول يعرفك بالكاركتر يعطيك ليطا تفي زعما الكاركتر هذا كيفاش داير من بعد يعرفك بالبروبليم زعما يصرا شوك جو سي با يدولو حاجه ولا هو يخسر حاجه ولا يفيق باللي ديما عندوش حاجه او شيء من بعد يعطيك ذا كول تو ادفنتشر تعطيه تجيه ان اوبورتونيتي باش يجيب هذيك الحاجه اوريت من بعد مع الاول اللي يجي هكا ريفيوزل اوف ذا ادفنتشر سي بور سادريسي او جون لي يقول لك ما كان لا زعما ما كان لا الروح اكسيتيرا شايف باسكو سي بور سادريسي ا توت لي زوبجيكسيون تاع الاودينس
اوكي
سو بيسيكلي ريفيوزل اوف ذا ادفنتشر امبادي مع تالي ديسيدي يروح اون ذا ادفنتشر يعطيك ثاني لي ريزون بوركو اي فو سادفونتوري امبادي هي هاز تو جو تو لايك فايت لايك فايت فور سامثينغ ماشي شرط يكون دبزة. It can be like for example in the romance movies. مع تالي زعما يروح يقولها بلي نحبك وكذا. هذاك هو the fight. Right.
Okay.
مع تالي he has to pay a price for that fight. Either يخلص حاجة ولا مش عارف تير له يده. I don't know. Like something.
Everything I got.
And then مع تالي يعطيك how the things changed. زعما it's called the resolve. ولا لي بيرو
اوكي
ريت الخاتمه يقول لك زعما عليه الحاجه هذه مليحه لك العبره من هذا القصه كاع الطف ذاتس ذا ديفيد هارمون سيركل فيها 8 خطوات
اوكي
و ذي براكتيكلي يوز ات ايفريوير ان سينما ومن في التلفزيون في السيريز بالتشات جي بي تي
خرجها لك
ايه يستعمل هذو لي تكنيك بصح يستعملهم مازال شويه مازال يستعملهم دي فاصون شويه ستوبيد شايف
اوكي
نتاع اتس اوبفيوس يا نهارلي
ريسامون في رمضان هذايا ديسيديت ندير ايفينمون كومبليتلي باي اي
اورايت
كوفرتير بون انا خدمتها فيزوال تاع اتس ايزي كوبي رايتينغ سكريبت شغل ديسكريبشن اوف دي ايفنت هي صح ويد اي اي ايديز فور دي ايفنتس AI خرجهم لي خرج لي زعما ا منيو باسكو يصرف ان اوتيل صرف ان اوتيل ديفالمون لي ا منيو ا بيرتيتيف entrée, plat, dessert. It was the poems.
يكتب.
I'm bad at the techniques to promote the event, and I use that technique, hashtags, specific hashtags, you know, sharing it with specific people, not just anyone who has subscribers, but a person who has the right kind of subscribers. Just l'événement, j'ai environ 20 personnes dans Ramadan, le Sahara, l'hôtel Al-Maraz. J'ai Ibad, ils ont acheté des livres. Il y avait des guitaristes, Maya. Bad, honestly, حسيت روحي شغل ما درت والو في حياتي هاك شايف.
حسيت روحك شغل التوظيف.
حسيت روحي فارغ هاك شايف شغل إزار هذاك اللي تعلقوا هاك تضرب فيه الريح.
يا.
ما نقولش حسيت روحي بروتي بصح حسيت روحي طناه هاك شايف. There wasn't a passion, there wasn't feeling, there wasn't a struggle. It was just, you know. You go, you get there, you do your thing. That's why AI was not a bad thing because it works, but it has to, you know.
Well, it does. ينقص عليك صوالح اللي زعما كيما نقولوا ريبيتيتيف و سامبلين.
Par exemple, tu veux faire un événement, ou يكتب لك l'email, اللي تبعتو لا سال ولا لاجونس اللي راح تعمل معاه. مليح ينقص. كيما الكوريكتور دورتوغراف كي دارها واحد الوقت. لي بورجوا ما عجبهمش الحال قال الكود وكيولوا اللي ما يعرفش يكتب يكتب وكاع صافا قولينا كاع نديروا كاع
Do you مثلا AI اللي يكتب do you see it as a threat ولا like a tool اللي تقدر تستعملها انت باش تكتب باسكو كاين ثاني حاجه عندي سيكريفان سي الخوف نتاع الورقه البيضاء
خافش كامل انا خاف كي كيما نتلاقاش مع ورقه بيضاء
اوكي ماشي كاين زعما يقول لك النوفل اصعب شيء باش تبدا تكتب هي الورقه الاولى الورقه الاولى باش تحطها لا بروميير
باراجراف اسهل شيء فور مي اسهل شيء والورقه الاخرى هي اصعب شيء
اوكي
ماشي ما عباليش ما honestly تلاقيت مع بزاف دي زيكريفان ما عندهمش لونغواز تاع لا باج بلونش بالك في الجزائر كشاي بالك في الجزائر ما عندهمش شغل كان كاين عندي واحد صاحبي كان يقول واحد العفسه جامي قاسها في حياته كي قال هاد العفسه قاسها قال لك كي تميتريزي عفسه هذيك العفسه تولي تخافك كشاي باغيزومبل انت كاي ديسيديت دير بودكاست
يس
انا انيس كان زعما نحب ندير الشان تاع لي بودكاست وكاع تلف ليا كشاي نخاف واش ندير وكاع فهمتني انت تالمو ميتريزيت هاد العفسه تنوض صباحا ندير بودكاست اوكي او خرج العشيه فهمت ابري انا ميتريز
صح اي ثينك بلي اتس كايند اوف ديفرنت باسكو كيما البودكاست زعما راهي باينه ان نحط لي ميكروفون ولي كاميرا ونعبس القفله يبداو يمشيو ونبدا نهضر شايف ماهيش شغل خدمه اللي تتعاود بصح كيما لا كرياتيفيتي باش تكون كرياتيف شاك فوا لازم تخرج حاجه جديده ودائما مثلا كتجيك هذيك تتوسوس تقول اسكو زعما هذه جديده ولا راني نجيب من القديم اوكي سو كنا نهضروا على الستوريز شغل هاو تو رايت ا ستوري لايك انت كي تكتب دو يو ثينك بلي لا كرياتيفيتي تخلص باسكو كاع لي زيكريفان كبار كيما فرانك هربرت تعرفوا تاع دون كيما الاخرى جي كي رولين تاع هاري بوتر تلقاهم كيما فرانك هربرت خدم دون ومات شايف دون واز ذا اونلي ثينغ ذات هي ميد ذات هي روت لي كيما نقولوا خرج هكا ولا شايع اكسيتيرا هو كتب صور هذو اخرين بصح ما نسمع بهم حنا نعرفو غير دون باسكو دون هايل سيم ثينغ فور جي كي رولين كتبت هاري بوتر ومن بعد دارت هذيك فانتاستيك بيست وما ما جات شابه كيما هاري بوتر سما دو يو ثينك بلي الارتيست باسكو هذه اي دو بليف ان ات انا زعما الارتيست كشغل عنده عفسه يوصلها وخلق على جالها وعنده ميساج يوصله ومن بعد اون فوا يوصل هذاك الميساج فوا سي بون شغل ما عندوش عفسه اخرى يعطيها دو يو ثينك الكرياتيفيتي تخلص لايك تنشف
سا ديبون اذا اتس فور وان بروجكت كابابل خلاص بصح من بعد تفهم علاش خلاصت باسكو باش تجيبها في ساعه واحده اخرى. It's all about the word of inspiration. Inspiration being means being in spirit, in your spirit. جايش على الخيط بين الناس ذات الجي يقول لك حكمت خيط شايف باسكو هو انسبيري برك ما يخرج ما يعرفش. Inspiration, it's the same thing, you know. It's a word. شايف باغ اكزومبل لو كان البيرو تاعي كي نقعد فيه شغل جو مي سون انسبيري شايف نحس روحي في هذاك الموند. It's universe, and but everything comes from the psyche. It's like we live in the third dimension. Third dimension is projection of the second dimension, but the fourth dimension is a projection of the third.
Yes, what they call the fourth, I read that.
The fourth dimension in literature, it has a name. They call it the stream of consciousness.
All right.
So much of like to voyage if la conscience taak jib menna menna menna. It's your own inner world. People think that inspiration is external.
Justement. Like,
en fait, tu as l'air de dire que la face est externe. Par exemple, tu as écrit un poème about, you know, let's call it a muse, a girl that you will be meeting. Tu as fait ça plusieurs fois. Actually, you manifest that thing because when you write something and you give it fate, even if it happened or not, you're gonna automatically attract that from the universe. You will meet a person that fits that description. Perhaps you write a scene or a passage, an epiphany from your life, and your life goes on, and then you experience something that brings you back either to a quote you wrote or a quote by another guy. This is the stream of consciousness. Does it end? No, it's infinite. Doesn't have limits. But what I think writers should do, why artists sometimes they feel stuck,
because they're trying to force it, maybe
that's the thing. It's there is the feminine foundation and the masculine foundation. When you make something, the feminine is that when something comes from your heart, it's like an energy, you know, it's like a sentiment, you know, you feel it first. But then it requires a masculine foundation. It requires you to be logical. It requires discipline. It requires structure, work, dedication. So when we reach the second part, we need to explore the philosophies that we want to project in our work. And the philosophies, sometimes they come from us, but they can work better if we inspire ourselves from real doctrines and philosophies. For example, you want to make a dark romantic movie. You go on and you read the aspects of dark romanticism. You want to make a mystical work of art, something mystical. You have to understand what is mysticism. You have to understand these philosophies, and you can put as much as philosophies as you want in one creative work, because you won't be projecting that one doctrine, but it will serve as a philosophical foundation for that creative work. For example, Sins of Algiers, it was dark romantic. You find aspects of Taoism, yin yang, a lot. You find aspects of Sufi mysticism inspired from Algeria. Find biblical references just as a work of metaphor, and all these things makes the writing much easier. For example, I have a poem that's called Samsara. I made the title before writing the poem, and I knew how the poem was going to look like. Samsara is a wheel, so the lines would have appeared as wheels, you know, as you know,
like the wheel of time.
Wheel of fortune, wheel of time, yeah.
Yeah. So you're saying, Billy, a writer is a compositor. He's not really a creator. Like, he brings ideas.
He's both, actually.
And he marries them together. Kind of like...
He brings the ideas, but then he projects them through his own thinking, through his own philosophy. Each person has his own philosophy, and that philosophy is inspired by 10 more philosophies. This is what makes an artist. He is someone who is displaying the universe that he created by sharing, by stealing glimmers of other universes, you know, call them influences. But actually, these are persons, the writers, the filmmakers, they actually were doing the same process.
Do you agree with the saying that Austin Kleon, they're like art is theft? I think Picasso said it. He said, "Believe, you can't create something. Everything's stolen. Who بدلت وصوالح." Like أنت كتبت كتاب sûrement inspired من ideas.
Salomo inspired. So you connected with the spirit of the idea. It's totally normal. That's how inspiration works. You connected with something externally, and then you acquire that energy, you put it within, and you put it out. So what I said, I want people to see me as an instrument. I'm just the guy between inspiration and the external world, you know.
All right. So it's kind of like your interpretation of reality, of what's going on, you know.
Something like that, yeah, because an artist always wants to bring the best he possesses. He wants to bring something positive. Always wants to bring something that contributes to human growth. May find some commercial artists who just do this for the sake of doing it, to appear, to get a social name. Ça qui tèche avec des vrais critiques, des vrais, par exemple, des vrais littéraires, pas des littéraires, mais sur men of letters who know a lot about literature, they'll easily find out that there is nothing interesting in that work of art, you know.
Well, about that, نهالي تكون زعما تهضر على critics, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Art is subjective, so basically, كاين عفسة لي كابو تعجبني وكابو تم تعجبكش. So, like, do you agree with art critics? يعني, and I don't think بلي art can be criticized. Because it's ماهوش كيما نقولوا نقدر نكريتيكيو لا تكنيك peut-être قال لو كان حكيت هذه لو كان tu as mentionné ça لو كان كذا ولا بالك زعما your story just doesn't make sense بصح بصح you can't criticize the idea itself زعما the story itself باسكو شغل ما كاش right or wrong. Because the right way to do it and the wrong way to do it. It's just how you see things there. It's like saying, "أنت مشي زما ما عجبتنيش ليدي تاعك باسكو راك غلط باسكو الأوبينيون تاعك." You know, it's your opinion. It's like باسكو أنت تحب اللون الأخضر أنا نحب الأزرق.
So countering subjectivity by subjectivity is obviously wrong.
Yeah.
Countering subjectivity by subjectivity. The point of literary critics is to help improve that work of art. This is their purpose. And they do that by being objective, by giving a critique, and a critique is not really just few words that are subjective. That
when you say, what when you say critics, you say improve that work of art.
Yeah.
In what regard? يعني باش, to sell more, actually.
In the academical field.
Yes.
Because you know Shakespeare, Edgar Allan Poe, all these are very criticizable in the literary domain.
Mm-hmm.
But you come to, for example, a man wants to write a thesis about, let's say, the feminism of Shakespeare.
All right.
He can't just give it like out of a sentence. He has to go through a big, big process of analyzing, of using a literary theory. That's the thing that changes this whole thing. Using a literary theory, it means on what approach are you going to criticize that thing? On what approach? On a socialist approach? On a psychological approach? On a writer-reader approach?
Exactly.
So a critic is rooted to the theory that the critic uses. Anthony? For example, Sins of Algiers, I want to analyze it from a, let's say, a Stoic perspective.
Yes.
I'd be comparing what the book gives vis-à-vis the Stoic values. and then I find that it doesn't display the Stoic values, then I'm going to say that this book does not display the Stoic values. But sometimes there is other approaches. Reader, writer response. It's when you analyze something on how the reader is likely to perceive it, to understand it. Yes. This view, Sons of Algiers, is widely criticizable because it contains dictions that no one uses in the modern literature. So like, it depends on the approach.
Like words.
The words, yeah. Sons of Algiers was a brothel. Mélange تاع كلش تاع. I wanted to create something out of myself. Giving you an example, if it's analyzed from a reader-writer approach, it means that a critic is going to analyze that work on how the reader is likely to see it, how the reader will understand it.
React to it.
Exactly. In this view, it's very criticizable. So critics should be based on theories because Hanavdzer only utilizes everything is subjective, you know. But if you go to the Commonwealth or the US, you'll find critics, when you read a critic, you don't feel personally attacked. You feel like it's just an equation that's supposed to bring you something helpful to your career.
I mean, there is constructive critic, there is exactly. Destructive. Exactly. I just don't like it, you know?
Exactly.
It's just a hacker.
Destructive critic is something very good, you know, because you feel that your work is having an impact on someone. You feel like you brought something when you displease a reader or a person, know that you've done something great.
Maybe because they are afraid.
Exactly. They feel like they don't want you to, you know, I want you to be on their lower level. So when you challenge their own values, their own perspective, they'll try to destroy you. And if you listen to them, they won. But if you take it as a good thing, as a sign that your work is making an impact, then it's quite something. Then it means you're on the right path.
If you do care about critics, which one do you care about more? The critics of professionals like yourself, writers, منها كريتيكي. Do you care about that? Do you care more about the critics and your readers? Someone who doesn't know literature is just reading what you gave. يعطيك l'interprétation brute تاعو للخدمة اللي خدمتها.
I care a lot about the critics of the teachers of the English department.
All right. So you follow the professional perspective.
Most notably in the University of Algiers, where I studied, Blida and Bejaia. So if I want to have an opinion on my books, I'll send it to a doctor. Doctor who spent like all of his life studying about that topic. That's the best thing you can have. And in this view, for example, I had a friend from London. His name was Christopher Kors. He was a doctor in theology. And I presented to him Sins of Algiers. And he liked it. He gave me a very constructive critic. He said that the language that you use in Sins of Algiers is particular because it mixes almost three languages. Mixes three languages at once.
Yes.
It's in English, but you'll find a lot of words in French. And the metaphors are displayed in an Algerian manner.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a very constructive critic. And then he added a lot of spiritual theories on myself as a writer. Yes, I've had also a friend from Cambridge, Robert Van de Weyer. He is the one who told me that Algerians graduates who studied English literature are far more ahead than their own graduates, you know, from England.
That's unusual.
Because we are multicultural here in Algeria. When you speak three languages, French, English, and Arabic, It means you're connected.
Maybe, yeah.
With almost the two greatest culture of the three greatest cultures of the world. Add Spanish to that, and you're just a master of your art.
Yes.
Because the language is just, it's not a mean of communication.
It's a door.
It's a door to literature, art, and the whole world. You know.
Yeah. But I would say in the scientific field, maybe the literature, زعما كي تروح تقرا في الخارج ولا تلقاهم هاربين عليك 50 سنة. Because they had better experiences, they had كان عندهم ماتيريال باش يسيي باش يديروا التجارب تاعهم etc. شافوا كان عندهم field trips. So their education system is so much better than ours.
Yeah, but I'm talking more about human sciences.
Yes, yes.
Human sciences, psychology, history, literature, philosophy, theology.
Yeah.
La mer méditerranéenne, c'est le berceau de les civilisations. When in England there were Celts, quand il y avait des Celtiques en Angleterre, and after there, notre capitale était déjà avancée de 800 ans.
So that's the way it is, you know, like the rise and fall of civilizations. وهم مام زعما Western civilization دوكا راهي في الديكلاين.
Yeah,
and then, I don't know, maybe our civilization would rise and would live flourishing. You know that saying, they call like difficult times create weak men, strong men. Mm. Strong men create easy times create weak men. And weak men create difficult times.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a cycle. It doesn't mean بلي حنا we're better than them ولا هما better than us. It's just like they راهي دالتهم دوكا. It's their turn.
I don't think so, because even pour moi واحد ترقي شيخ ترقي هارب على دكتور في تيولوجي في الانجلتار. Because whether they like it or not, even though they're studying, they're being doctors, they are limited by things that are external. They are controlled by numbers, by taxes, by rent. You know,
doesn't really bow down to the matrix.
Exactly. Alhamdulillah. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess we are more free. I think it's, I do believe in this. It's not يعني the matrix and stuff. It's kind of like a Buddhist principle.
Mm.
Like the Buddha, he said, "Believe suffering comes from pleasure."
Yeah.
It comes from desire. Like, أنت يكون عندك زما لزمت لك الإنترنت بيتعيش لزمت لك قهوة لزمت لك قارو.
هذا قاعد يقتل بس يعيشك.
Yes. So basically, Elgar Roy will be, he is your master, actually. Oh,
thanks.
بلي بيت ولي ماكش بيان. بلي بلا قهوة صباح ماكش بيان. بلا الانترنت ماكش بيان. So basically, when you let go of all of these needs that you think you need, and actually you don't need, شايف.
اسمح لي بهاد ليدي على بالك السغيبات في كاع لي فيلوزوفي. شايف.
Yes.
For example, Latin philosophy is agnosticism. It's another interpretation of Christianity. In 1947, they discovered the forgotten Bible. They call it
the Book of Eli, something like
no,
that.
No, no, no. Gospel of Judas, Gospel of Magdalene, you know.
They have four Gospels.
They have four, but they discovered others.
Others are right.
But right. When they analyze them, just to give you the conclusion, Gnosticism says that the material world, and we can call the material world internet, all these things, are illusions. They are here as some sort of a cell. Once you break free from it, you'll reach a higher state of consciousness.
Nirvana.
They call it Nirvana, they call it solar consciousness, they call it الارتقاء الروحي. It's in all religions, you know, it's same idea that repeats itself.
I don't believe that we're living in a simulation. I do believe that this is the physical world, normal.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the aspects that control us, that you just mentioned.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So, we are back, okay. And we were talking about kind of like intrinsically كان دي تيوري ولا دي فيلوزوفي دائما يتعاودوا
نو يتشابهوا ماشي يتعاودوا يتشابهوا في لا كونكلوزيون تاعهم.
I will tell you why. باسكو الفيلوسوفيز philosophy is there to make meaning of this world. Okay.
Yeah.
So basically, make meaning of this world for the human. والهيومن لا بسيكولوجي ايمان ما تبدلتش زعما
سيلف ديستركتيف
من العصر الحجري ما تبدلتش. الهيومن كما انت قلت لي مقبل يربط البين نتاعو بالبليجر.
يا فورتونيتلي
كما قلت لي مقبل زعما عفسه ما تتعبش عليها ما تحسش باللي تبنيتها. It's the same thing like in Harley تكون عفسه like a pleasure تجيك بي فيه كما الانترنت ولا مانيش عارف زعما انستغرام ريلز instant gratification تجيك دوبامين هكايا بعد you will become numb to it.
Yeah.
يقول لي you become kind of like you don't need you need more شايف you need more than reels. يقول لي مام كيجي يهضر معاك بنادم هكا نورمال وصوالح يقول لي يجيك boring باسكو ماهوش as exciting as so your brain kind of becomes كيما هذوك تاع لي دروغي
exactly yeah
تولي عنده دوبامين deficit so about that like when you think about it from a writer's perspective do you think that social media و generally كيما نقولوا انغماس في البليجرز do you think that deters you from being creative because that when you are in a lot of pleasures وكلش you feel satisfied you feel bored and you feel like you don't have كيما نقولوا عفسه لازم تديها شايف دوبامين you don't feel like you need to pursue any goal
yeah.
All goals are
and that's why these things are made you know stop people from pursuing their goals
yes
breaking free and to reach their creative imagination because their creative imagination is being taken by a creator another creator and they are the ones who follow the ones who observe and the ones who create
yeah
most of them unfortunately are the ones who follow and it's easy to go in that cycle of being a follower. In my books I call it conformity, which is like an extreme version of being a follower. Conformity is simply following the norms and following the society's perspective.
Status quo.
I always attack that in my books. I always attack that and I think it's the root of all evil. Because I've met a lot of people who want to explore themselves, to try new things, but they are bound by the judgments of perhaps their close relatives or, their society. Because society always tell you that there is a right or wrong. But actually this morality is mutable. It changes from a place to another. You know?
Yeah, yeah. There's also a debate about kind of like the sanctity of life. Because that's what it's all about, morals, you know?
Yeah.
When you think about it, it all comes down to the sanctity of life. So basically, sanctity of life is valued في شي صالح. For example, يقول لك ما لازمش نقتلوا الأطفال
But then, الأمازون يقول لك لازم نقتلوا الأطفال. For example.
Yeah. So that's the thing. So it depends on we created them. Hello, ethics. We
exactly,
created
yeah.
them. But going back to the subject, like a writer كي يكون like being part of the matrix, actually, like where as you described it. Do you think that a writer writes to escape? The matrix, ولا he can like write to باش يكون معاه the matrix.
He leaves the matrix. He writes from about the Matrix from a different perspective, from a higher perspective,
yes,
and then jumps back to it and fights the blindfolded people, the people who are being in the Matrix, who are not yet awake, and tries to wake them up. He tries to show them an alternative, whether yes. it's the Matrix or conformity or you know, the following norms, tries to raise their consciousness. And he finds gratification in that by showing them, for example, that they can do whatever they want in respect to other people's liberty, that they are not bound by people's judgments or doctrines or anything that they do not wish to choose, that they can do whatever they want, that they can create whatever they want, from a book to a palace. Everything is possible. It's the essence of manifestation. The only thing that comes between the will and the manifestation is either people or our own ego. Our ego can be dominant, as it can be destructive to ourselves. You know, it can afflict others, as it can give us excuses to stop us from reaching our full potential. This is the state of the awakened, is the one who understood that self-traumas, that things that come from the past, that social judgments are all fake, are all an illusion that stops you from reaching your full potential.
Yeah, and by letting go of those judgments...
Not just the judgments, because you may ignore the judgments of others, but then you will be facing the judgment of yourself, or your parents, or your traumas from the past that you did not deal with. So it's a whole process, but I've seen a lot of people, you can liberate yourself by reading a lot about philosophy, about spirituality, about anything.
Nowadays people, you know, find reading to be boring. Like I said, عندك دوبامين ولف تتفرج الفلام وليجو it's actual action, everything, انفجارات and stuff. Reading seems a little bit boring. Do you think that you know, cinema can replace reading, because it's kind of like the interpretation of writing of a book in a visual image? Well, do you think that reading still has an importance? Who believe the movie can never replace the book? A book.
I think it's the same thing. Books and movies, they come from the same source, you know. For example, I always say that I've read all of Shakespeare's books, Shakespeare's tragedies. I've actually read some of them. The rest, I watched them. I watched them in series. I watched them in movies or stage plays. For me, it's the same thing, because I'm reading the same thing and I'm seeing it.
So, it's different. زعما كتاب.
Yes, because
a book. Because film يوري لك visual cues.
نعم البوك يوري لك visual cues.
زعما الكاركتر هذاك شو يحس. صح كتاب يحكي لك زعما في detail.
كتاب يمشي لك الimagination تاعك شغلي تفيد it. When you don't feed it yourself, others will feed it for you. Their judgments will be stuck in your imagination. Thoughts that you did not choose, or reels, as you said.
Also, la vitesse li taqra biha kitab, it's not the same as a movie. Sometimes a movie kabab tatfarjo, mitfahm fih walu. Sah the book, it's slower. Sah the words sink in to your heart.
Sa dépend, quand des livres li mediorin, kama le roman de gare, bish yimshulk l'imagination taak. Mais la lecture, c'est un plaisir. C'est quelque chose de reposant. Benadem qui t'a vu à bâcher karas, c'est que fait problème. C'est que madame m'a déjà concentré à l'afsa pendant au moins sur deux pages. C'est que he has ADHD. He has issues that he needs to deal with. That his imagination is being taken by other things that are not profitable to his growth.
What would you say? Someone with legally make the shakra. What would you say? Something he can do, بش يبدأ كم نقوله يويل في قراءة ولا مثلاً هو حبي يدخل في عالم القراءة وما
أقدرش. Yeah, I actually have because I have students. شاكفان لهم دي تكنيك بش قراءة.
Yes.
Donc par exemple يقدر يشوف فيلم. for example, The Double, the movie, he watches the movie and then he reads it. He reads the book. Yeah. Right? Or he can read things that, for example, personne n'est pas forcément forcé à lire des romans. He may find more pleasure to read the poetry, stage play, self-help books. Because it's not about the objective, it's about the process of reading. It's a meditation.
It's kind of like watching
your brain, you know, from these
thoughts. I would say watching the cella.
Yeah.
So basically cella كي تغطسها في الماء ما راحش تلقطك الماء بصح السلة تولي مقيرة.
اي والله.
That's the thing.
لازم نلقوا بزاف سلال في هاد البلاد هادي.
Well, I think we reached the end of our episode. If you have something to maybe like share your latest work or something you want to promote to, or like a message you want to say to the youth, to the Algerian youth.
I don't know about right. these things. So I want to say hi to my friends, family abroad and in here. Most importantly, to my friends who left Algeria, you know, who know that they are struggling a lot in there. And
they are writers as well?
No.
Ah, all right. Just friends.
Just people, you know, that they may find a better life. But I wish that they'll find a better life, whether in there or in here. I want to say to people that it's not about the geographical location you're in, because I know that everyone is thinking about departure. It's about the mental breaks that are in your head, you know.
Well, country are difference in opportunities, would you say, Yanni?
Yeah, but if most people think that the opportunities will come to them, they don't, you go to them. And if you don't have the same frequencies as that opportunity, it doesn't. It neither comes to you nor will you be accepted if you go to it.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, let's leave that to another episode.
Yeah, inshallah.
It's been really nice meeting you, Anis, and I hope we can have you for another episode.
I'll definitely
inshallah.
Come back in here. You can hear yourself thinking.
You're welcome every. Anytime you want to write. So take care of yourself and I'll see you in the next one.
You too. Cheers.